Welcome to DDNB College. In this lesson, we're building a ragga vocal layer blueprint in Ableton Live 12 that hits hard, sits right over a drum and bass track, and barely touches the CPU. The idea is simple. We want a vocal texture that feels like a proper DJ tool. Something rude, rhythmic, and alive, but still clean enough that you can keep moving on the tune without your session turning into a mess. In drum and bass, this kind of vocal usually works best in the intro, the first drop, the breakdown, or as a switch-up. It can act like a call and response with the drums, a tension builder before the bass comes back, or just a character layer that gives a roller some attitude. And that's the real goal here. We're not building a full vocal record. We're building a voice that behaves like part of the rhythm section. Start with a short vocal phrase. Keep it tight. 1 to 4 bars is plenty, and honestly, even a single strong word or chant can be enough. Things like come, move, yeah, or pull up work well if they have attitude. Drag the sample into an audio track and trim away any dead air at the front and the tail. If the phrase is too long, cut it down to the strongest moment. In DNB, vocals work best when they feel like punctuation, not a speech. What to listen for here is whether the phrase already has a pocket before you touch anything. If it feels flat or weak in raw form, processing won't magically fix that. You want a sample that already has some character when it's dry. Next, turn on warp and lock it to the project tempo, but keep it simple. You do not need to overwork the timing. Use a warp mode that keeps speech natural and preserves the transient feel. Then adjust the start point so the first important syllable lands cleanly with the groove. A lot of the time, nudging the vocal a few milliseconds late can actually make it feel more human and more on the mic, especially in jungle or rag-inflected styles. Why this works in DNB is because the drum grid is fast, and if you force a vocal to be mathematically perfect, it can start sounding stiff against the break. You want it blued in, not robotic. The consonants should feel like they're riding the groove, not fighting it. Now for the chord chain. Keep this minimal. We're going with EQ8, saturator, and utility. That's it for the basic version. Efficient, clean, and very usable. On EQ8, cut the low end aggressively enough that the vocal stops competing with the kick, snare, and sub. Usually somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz and up is a good starting point, but always use your ears. If there is boxiness, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If the vocal feels harsh or pokey, check the 2.5 to 5 kHz area. Make one move, then listen again in context. Then add saturator and give it a small amount of drive. You don't need much. A little bit of harmonics can help the vocal cut through dense drums without turning it up too much. Start modestly, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, and back off if the phrase starts losing clarity. You want grit, not mush. After that, use utility to control the gain and, if the vocal is meant to sit in the center, collapse it to mono. That's a really useful move for support vocals in drum and bass. It keeps the layer disciplined and helps it stay solid over club systems and in mono playback. What to listen for now is whether the vocal feels denser and more present without suddenly getting louder in a bad way. If it's just getting more aggressive and less understandable, you've probably pushed the saturation too hard. The sweet spot is where the voice starts to speak through the break, not on top of it. At this point, decide on the flavor. You've got two strong options. The first is the dry impact version. Keep it mostly dry, just EQ, saturator, utility. This is great for darker rollers, minimal tracks, and DJ tool style drops. It feels direct, close, and MC-like. Strong, simple, effective. The second option is the dubbed space version. If the tune has room for it, add echo after the saturator. Keep the delay short and filtered. Think 1/8 or dotted 1/8, low feedback, and roll off the top and bottom so it doesn't clutter the mix. This works especially well in jungle-leaning sections, breakdowns, or ragga pressure moments. It gives you atmosphere without needing huge reverb. If the break is already busy and the bassline is heavy, go dry. If the section has space and needs more dub character, go with echo. That's the decision. Simple as that. Now let's shape the rhythm. This is where the vocal starts acting like part of the drum writing. Duplicate the clip or slice it into smaller pieces if needed, then place the hits so they answer the break. A really strong beginner move is to put the vocal just before the snare, leave space for the snare to crack, and then answer with the next syllable or chop. That call and response feel is pure DNB energy. A good pattern is a two-bar phrase where bar 1 opens with the vocal and bar 2 gives the snare space, then brings the voice back on the offbeat. That way, the phrase feels like it belongs to the groove instead of sitting on top as decoration. What to listen for here is the snare. If the vocal is masking the snare transient, shorten it, Move it earlier or later a tiny bit, or cut some mid-range. The snare still needs to win. In drum and bass, the snare is king. Always. Once the rhythm is working, add movement with automation, but keep it light. Use clip envelopes or track automation for simple changes like filter cutoff, delay send, or track volume. You do not need a huge evolving sound design pass. A gentle filter opening over 4 or 8 bars can create plenty of motion. And if you want tension before the drop, let the final word get a little brighter or wetter, then cut it hard when the drop lands. That contrast is powerful. A good habit is to make the layer while the break and bass are already playing. Don't build it in solo. A vocal that sounds exciting by itself can become a problem once the whole groove is rolling. Check it with the kick, snare, and bass together. Ask yourself, does it leave room for the snare to crack? And does it stay clear when the sub and break are both active? If it's fighting the low end, high pass it more. If it's clashing with the snare, reduce some of the mid-range bite or shorten the sample. And if it's too wide, use utility to keep it mono or narrow. Wider isn't automatically better. In heavy DNB, center control matters. If the vocal still feels too clean, you can add one more stock device layer, but only if you really need it. Drum bus can add bite and weight, or redux can give you some rough digital edge. Use both very gently. The idea is texture, not a special effect. If the vocal already cuts through and has attitude, stop there. Don't keep processing just because you can. This is a good moment to make your first print. Commit the sound to audio once the rhythm and tone are working. That frees up CPU and helps you stop second-guessing every tiny change. Print the vocal, then treat the bounced version like the real part. Now you can trim it precisely, reverse the last syllable, mute a tail, or duplicate a hit for a transition without keeping a live chain open. And honestly, this is one of the smartest habits you can build. Print sooner than your instincts want. The longer you keep tweaking the same tiny EQ move, the more likely the arrangement stalls. A printed vocal forces you to make decisions, and decision-making is what moves tracks forward. Now think about arrangement. A ragga vocal layer works best when it helps the listener feel the sections quickly. In the intro, tease it filtered and sparse. In the first drop, let it repeat every 2 or 4 bars. In the middle section, strip it back to a single hit or a last word fragment. Then on the second drop, change the function of the phrase. Maybe it becomes chopped and more aggressive. Maybe it gets a little rougher. Maybe you shift the entrance by a beat. Small changes like that make the tune feel developed without adding more CPU or clutter. A useful coach tip here. Treat the vocal like a rhythm element first and a lyric second. If the phrase isn't making the bar feel sharper, it's probably too long, too wet, or too polite. The best ragga layers in DNB usually feel almost percussive. The consonants hit like a ghost snare or a rimshot. That's the vibe. You can also use silence as a feature. One well-timed gap before the snare can make the whole phrase feel much heavier. Constant delivery often sounds weaker than a phrase with space. In darker drum and bass, negative space is part of the weight. A couple of common mistakes to avoid. Don't use a full vocal when a short phrase will do. Don't leave too much low end in the sample. Don't make it too wide. Don't drown it in delay or reverb. And don't force it to sit exactly on the grid if that kills the bounce. Tiny timing shifts can make all the difference. If something feels off, fix the placement before you reach for more processing. Here's a useful extra mindset shift. Make 2 versions early. Make a dry, centered tool version and a rougher, more damaged version. The dry one often works best in the main drop. The rough one is great for intros, switch-ups, and tension. Good versioning saves sessions, and it makes it way easier to choose the right flavor without reopening every edit. For darker or heavier drum and bass, keep the vocal narrow in bandwidth. Use filtered repetition instead of constant fullness, and let the damaged print do the heavy lifting. If the phrase has a lot of attitude but not much clarity, that's okay. Sometimes the energy matters more than the words. In fact, that's often the point. Let's wrap this into a clean recap. Take a short ragga phrase. Trim it hard. Warp it just enough to lock to the groove. Build a minimal chain with EQ, a little saturation, and utility. Choose either dry impact or controlled delay. Chop it into a call and response pattern that respects the snare. Automate only a little movement. Then print it, and place it in the arrangement like a proper DJ tool. Keep the low end out, keep the center clean, and let the vocal answer the drums instead of covering them. If it works, the tune should feel like it has a clear character layer that adds pressure, movement, and identity without stealing the drop. That's the win. A vocal that sounds intentional, heavy, and efficient enough to live inside a real DNB session. Now take the exercise or challenge and build your own version. Make a dry centered pass, a version with controlled space, and a chop transition variation. Place them into a four-bar loop, listen in context, and ask yourself a simple question. Does the vocal sharpen the groove, or just sit on top of it? If it sharpens the groove, you're on the right track. Keep going.